It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Birchwood's American Legion was damaged by a fire Monday afternoon. There are a few detours and road closures on the route to Country Fest. A judge rules disabled voters can cast absentee ballots from home, and nurses at Essentia Health move to form a union. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Birchwood's American Legion is closed following a fire Monday afternoon. Birchwood Fire Chief Ken George said a worker and the building's security system detected the fire, which started in the basement, sometime around 1:45 p.m. Monday. Firefighters found flames and smoke coming from a basement window and quickly extinguished the blaze. George said the cause of the fire was being investigated, but it was not suspicious in nature and possibly had started from a mechanical issue. There was fire damage in the basement and minor fire damage on the main level. The most damage was from water and smoke, the chief said. No injuries were reported. The American Legion Post 379 said on social media the establishment will be closed for 4 to 6 months, and they requested people not drive through the parking lot at this time. Drivers heading to Country Fest this week are advised of road construction and detours on the route to the festival grounds on County Highway S between Cornell and Cadott. Wisconsin Department of Transportation says at Highway 53, exit 99 near Chippewa Falls, the northbound off-ramp to County Highway S is closed. The detour follows Highway 53, exit 102 at County Highway B, then Highway 124 at County Highway S. On Highway 27, south of Cadott at Paint Creek Bridge, there is one lane of traffic controlled by temporary traffic signal lights. County Highway X is closed to through traffic from County Highway K to Highway 29 near Cadott. See detours and other traffic reports at 511wi.gov. A win for disabled voters in Wisconsin. Bob Haig has the details.
On Tuesday, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell granted a temporary injunction in which he wrote that state law prohibiting election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. A challenge is likely, and the issue could end up before the state Supreme Court. If the plaintiffs prevail, voters who self-certify as having a disability preventing them from independently reading or marking a paper ballot would be able to request a version of the November ballot that can be read and marked at home using a device or program that allows them to read and write independently. Voters will still need to print and mail or deliver completed absentee ballots to their clerk's office. Disabled voters were able to receive ballots via email until 2011, when then-Governor Scott Walker signed a bill limiting it to overseas and military voters. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New constitutional restrictions on who can work Wisconsin elections should have little practical effect. That's the takeaway from a legal opinion Attorney General Josh Call released Tuesday. Voters in April approved a constitutional amendment that says only election officials designated by law can perform election-related tasks. Dane County's attorney asked Call whether the language prohibited government officials such as county and municipal clerks and vendors from working on elections. Call said in his opinion that the amendment means only lawfully designated election officials can administer elections, and it doesn't change the broad range of positions that can serve as election officials, including clerks. A group of nurses at Essentia Health in Superior is joining a union. Raymond Newport has a story.
19 employees at Essentia Health St. Mary's have filed notice with the National Labor Relations Board that they'll be taking a union vote. That follows unionizations at other hospitals in the Duluth Superior area. The nurses would join the Minnesota Nurses Association. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources encourages ATV-UTV safety as the holiday weekend approaches. Sean Maloney is on the trail.
Choosing to wear appropriate safety gear and operate ATVs and UTVs responsibly can reduce the risk of severe injury or fatal crashes. Vehicle operators can also take an online safety course on how to safely drive. The DNR also recommends driving sober, traveling in familiar areas, following all posted signs and speed regulations, and letting someone not riding with you know where you are going and when you will return. The DNR says so far this year, 17 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.